unofficialmills.co.uk is the unofficial fan site of Scott Mills.
Good night last night.
Very good night
very
last
good.
Night. Yeah.
Very much so. I know we haven't been talking about it much on Radio 1, so you might not have heard. We are the best station in Britain. Had the Sony Awards last night. Zane got 2 awards. Chris got the Entertainment Award, beating Chris Evans and Jonathan Ross. And we got one as well. This is brilliant. We got the Interactive Award. Someone says on the text, is the show going to be interactive today? You sound really ready for it. That was from ages ago. It was like 3 years ago when this happened. Blur 2 and Song 2 on Scandalous on Radio 1. I've been told to come in on 1 o'clock on Monday morning to listen to the new Blur record. No, seriously, that's how serious it actually is. See, I sound much better than that today.
Who'd have thought you'd have gone from that to where you were last night?
I know. Amazing. So I just want to say thank you, really. I mean, I know we won the award, but I feel it's as much about you as it is about us. So, well done, you. Give yourself a pat on the back. Did that sound sincere enough, do you think?
That
sounds sincere enough.
On the line, Scott Mills.
It's going to be good today, I can tell. Right, it's 4:12 on Radio 1. Scott Mills, weekdays, 4 till 7. Play this for Reese, Corin Bailey Ray.
It's late and I'm feeling so tired.
I have, hot off the press, like the investigative journalist I am, discovered some brand new, all new, tired and emotional material.
Right, this will be the flipping podcast as well, will it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we'll put it all together. That past and present one. This was from last night, where after you win the award, you you get interviewed, don't you? You have to go into this room and they take a picture of you with the person who gave you the award.
Yeah, me and Donna Eyre.
You and Donna Eyre.
She said she's a big fan.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you go and talk to the media, don't you? Talk to the press and journalists, whatever. So Newsbeat were there. They've got an exclusive interview with you. This is just as you'd won the award. And you know what? You couldn't believe it.
I just can't believe that I've won an actual Sony Award. This is what I had dreamed of since I was 16 years of age, to have this. And I can't believe that I've won it for Radio 1.
I hate it! Yeah. Also, I sound like, you know me, I ain't posh.
I get really posh, don't I? Hello. I'm so pleased with what I say.
You do get very posh after a few glasses of wine, don't you? And then the more you spoke about it, the more you actually couldn't believe it.
I'm holding an actual Sony Award. Who'd have thought it? I can't believe this.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Nice to see you're a pro to the last and swearing in the middle of the interview. Well,
I don't know. I've got a new house, you see. I've just got a new house. I'll put it somewhere really good, like in the lounge. I think that's a bit naff, putting it in the lounge.
Somewhere really good, like in the lounge. Oh, no.
That was the question that they asked you. That was the big thing that they wanted to know, was where you were going to put put your award, and eventually you decided you were going to put it in the bathroom for some unknown reason.
Everyone has to go to the toilet.
Brilliant. That's your reason. That was your reason for putting it in the bathroom.
Because everyone has to go to the toilet.
So by the end of the interview, they wanted your final thoughts, and we need to know, have you started to believe it yet?
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I'm so chuffed with this. I really am. And it's a recognition of my team as well, which are great. And without them, coming into work every day would not be as much fun. Yeah, I really mean that. So they're great, and I can't believe that I've won it. I can't believe it.
About the team, I'm rubbish.
So even when
I hate coming here every day.
Even when somebody goes for a wee at your house, it's still all about you.
Everyone has to go to the toilet.
Can you believe it? Yeah.
Everybody has to go to the toilet. I can't believe it.
Scott